Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Everybody, to the lads, to dads.
How are you, Matt? You all right?
I'm good, thanks. How are you, mate?
Well, nervous, a little bit apprehensive about today's episode.
Yeah, so we've got the chili challenge.
Yeah, not looking in. I cannot be bothered to try this. But as we're blokes, we've got to take a challenge head on, haven't we?
Yeah, you do. You've got to, sometimes you just got to grab life by its balls and keep it going.
Well, before we go too far into that, basically I want to talk about, I come across a podcast the other day. Found out it's actually one of my mates I used to go to college with, and it's a brand new podcast. It's called The Kickabout. So for the dads and the lads out there who want to get all their football knowledge and football gossip, and these boys and girls, there's Chris, Fran, and Dan for The Kickabout podcast. They talk everything football. Highly recommend it. And it's a bit blue as well. They say how it is, which is sometimes what you want to hear, isn't it? You don't want to hear people on a radio show chatting the same old shit. So. The Kickabout. Give that a listen, and yeah, hope you guys would like it.
It sounds good, that, mate.
Yeah, it's a bloody good podcast, to be fair.
No, but talking about balls, mate, actually, I will listen to that. Footballs and grabbing life by the balls.
Grabbing life by the balls.
I went to get my balls checked.
Yeah.
This week.
Really?
Yeah, no, that's what you call a segue.
That's how you deflect from one, go from one topic to the other. What, did you find a little lump in your balls?
I did, actually, mate, yeah. I was just sat on the settee, watching telly.
You fancied someone give you a little fumble?
And just, you know, you just play around with your balls a bit sometimes, don't you, when you're comfortable?
All three of them, yeah.
Yeah, and I thought, oh, I better check. Actually, what it started with was I had a little thing on my head, on top of my head.
They're called bollocks.
Yeah. And it was like, it wasn't right. It wasn't going away all the time. It was just...
Like a lump on your head?
Like a little, tiny little lump. And I thought, and the more I Googled it, you shouldn't really Google it, should you?
No, you shouldn't do that.
And the more it said like it was identical to this basal cell carcinoma, which is like a benign type of cancer. So I thought, oh, God.
Fucking hell.
And then my mum's a nurse, so I rang my mum.
You didn't get her to check, surely?
No. I rang my mum and I said, what do you reckon this thing is on my head? Because I'm a nurse. Her first response was, I told you should have registered with a doctor. Now it's going to be really difficult. So I was like, okay then. So,
drive all the way over home for a doctor.
No support or anything, just
slag you off.
Yeah, and then she rang back and she's like, it'll be fine. So while I was in there, I thought, thinking about cancer and stuff, I thought, I'll check my balls while I'm here.
And while you were at the doctor's, that's when you checked your balls?
No, when I was just thinking about thing on my head.
So you just sat at your house,
yeah.
Had a little phone call with your mum.
Immediately after the phone call with mum, I decided
to
grab
all my
balls.
Check my bollocks.
That's right. They immediately made me thought about it.
Completely understand that.
Yeah, no. Later on in the evening, I thought, right, I'll have a little check. Just have a little roll around, just like they say, don't they, sticky balls between your fingers and give them a little roll around. So sorry to go into detail, but it's very important actually that we do this.
I put one ball in each hand and like try and juggle with it.
That's what I meant by hand. When I said fingers, I meant hand.
Yeah.
So, yeah, did that. Found this little odd lump at the top. So I was like, Yes, I was like,
"Was that your penis?"
It was my bell end. No, I am.
Seriously, what was your reaction?
So I was a little bit like, "Oh God, what's that?" And then I googled again. And
fucking hell!
In this time, it was quite good because it said sometimes you can get just a little cyst at the top of your tubes that make you swimmers. Mm. Sometimes. And if it's at the top, it's more likely to be that than anything else.
Did Google say the tubes and your swimmers?
It said tubes and your swimmers. No, yeah, it said epi something cyst. So anyway, I had a little look. I had a little everything else. And yeah, it is good to know because when you Google some stuff, there's a lot of like helpful info out there. And and it was saying, you know, this is what your balls look like and this is what's at the top of them and everything else, because you don't really know what they look like, do you?
No.
You just think balls.
Nah.
So, not
now, we're getting fat and we can't really see our balls.
I know, I've not seen it for a while. So it turns out it was one of them. But being at the time, you know, I had Autumn. It's not like she could be with a man because she was with me that weekend. Mm. It was the only time I could get a doctor's appointment on, I don't know what it was, Tuesday or Friday, whatever it was. I went in. And she said, "Oh, well, you've got something on your head that you'd like me to have a look at." So I was like, yeah, please. So she started looking at it. And then she said, "I think it's a basal cell papilloma or something like that. It's basically like a buildup of keratin or something."
Yeah.
She said, "Just get some Vaseline on it." So then Vaseline, and then it made me think Vaseline.
Balls.
Balls.
Yeah. Get some Vaseline on there.
I want that. So I said, "Oh, actually, while I'm here, I've got a little...
I've got seven testicles.
I've got an extra ball." So I said, "Oh, I think I've got a little lump on my balls." So I said, "Oh..."
Is this how you said it?
Yeah, well, that's, what else can you do? I'm just going to come out right
here.
Yeah,
I got a lump on my balls. Did she tuck?
No, so this is where it got a bit weird. So I had Autumn there, obviously, in the room. And then she looked across at, because at first she said, "Oh, do you want to help me look at this with Daddy, you know, and everything else?" And then I mentioned that, and she said, "Oh, this is maybe something that you can't help me help Daddy with."
So yeah, I bet.
So I was like, yeah, you do something different, Autumn. Me and the doctor are going to go and check something.
Play with Daddy's balls.
Play with my balls. No, so she said, "Right, well, maybe you just, I've got a pen and paper." She's like panicking at this point.
Oh,
she was
no.
like, "You just, not Autumn, the doctor."
Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah, so
she was like, "You just play with this and draw some lovely pictures." So I was like, "Yeah, draw some." So then she said, "My hands are really cold." It was weird. It was weird how awkward she was. So she said,
"Did she not put gloves on?"
Yeah, I think she did. She did actually.
Oh, there they are.
She said, "Oh, my hands are really cold." I think so. And I said, "Let's hope it plays ball." Then I started making these obvious, awkward
jokes. You did not say that.
Yeah, and then she was like, like that. But then she started like rolling it around and stuff, and she was like, she looked at me square in the eyes and she went, "Good shape," like that, and then carried on being nice round shape like this. And I was like,
"Get twins."
I was like, "Thanks." But then imagine,
take pride in my bullshit.
It's weird because partly I was proud of it, but then the other part, I was like thinking, imagine if that was a male doctor and a woman had come in with a lump on her boobs and he was going, "Nice round shape.
Good shape.
Good. Good circumference."
Mm. It's like, yeah. Cold tap, hot tap.
I was like, just because you're feeling awkward, don't then get like personal.
Don't
about
get all
that.
Kinky on me.
Don't get weird. Don't make this weird.
Did you obviously knew you go to the doctors. Did you get the V out?
I was like,
she pulled your trousers out. Stunk of V.
Well, I think we're gonna do a blog this month at least on screen time versus green time, right?
Yeah.
And this was definitely a moment of screen time. Mm. I said, "Autumn, just have a little look at these nursery rhymes," and then whipped upstairs, zzz, just shaving away, just making sure.
Get the council round. Say about the time when I was at uni, and obviously, like going to the doctors, I was going to get the old umbrella treatment. Mm. You know, the old check the old. make sure that you've, you know, because at uni you let your hair down, don't you?
The thing that they now stick up your nose for coronavirus, that used, that's how long they are.
I had the same one.
Yeah.
Same one.
Yeah.
10 years old.
Fucking stunk.
Yeah. But yeah, so I knew I was going to doctors and I've never had that, you know, the old umbrella treatment before. And I was thinking, you hear the rumors, like, yeah, they jab it and it comes out your ass. You think, fucking hell, I've never had anything down there. Mm-hmm. So I thought, right, well, got to look presentable. So had a little, but I left it. We were going early in the morning. I was going with another bloke. You know, needed, we weren't holding hands, right. But I needed to, you know, didn't want to go on my own.
Pregnant.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyone want to get their bollocks checked? So I was like, shit, yeah. And then I fell asleep and I woke up in the morning in a blind panic, be like, I haven't shaved my balls. I haven't shaved my, you know, pubes.
Yeah.
So straight downstairs, you know, got myself sorted.
Mm.
Mate, walking down to the, sitting in the waiting room, I realised, oh shit, I've only shaved like the upper deck, you know, above the old shaft.
All right.
I've neglected the balls.
Okay. So you look like a man with a long nose and a beard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I look like Garfield.
Right.
So I was like, nah, sure, they don't even look at the balls, do they?
Mm.
So into this room, she's like, yeah, can you go around the skirt and take pants off and, you know, lay on the bed? Shock. This, where the bed was, there was a window that's open.
Sorry to interrupt your story, but I'm just, all I can imagine now is, do you know, in Oliver Twist, you know, Fagin, it's like bald head, long beard and the long nose.
Yeah, long nose.
Yeah, really long nose.
His nose was fucking huge.
So the window's open.
So the window's open, yeah. But you know when you get cold
mm-hmm.
and your balls sort of like, one sort of protects the other?
Yeah.
It looks like an armadillo's neck.
Yeah.
But I had pubes on my balls. Nothing up top. So right. Up top looked like a Mercedes. At the back looked like a space Ford rocket.
Fiesta, yeah.
Space rocket going off.
Yeah.
My pubes were like, looked like a rake.
Right.
And she pulled like the little gown over me, like to, you know, put the old japper down. And she went, oh. And then just sort of like her eyes rolled. And I was like, yeah, she's definitely seen the rake bollocks. And because it was so cold and I was nervous, she was like, if you pull your foot, if you can pull. She didn't know if I was going to be so cold. I was like, normally it's bigger. And then she put it down, mate, and then he ripped her hand off. It was f***ing hideous.
It does hurt.
Mate, only a lot.
It's worth getting done, but it bloody hurts, and I'll be honest with that.
People say, like, it only hurt for a good 3 to 4 days. No, mate, honestly, it was agony.
I think they leave the window open and on purpose because I've had it before where I've gone to get tested and stuff, and they invited, like, a whole team of like, junior doctors in, right? And they were like,
Do you mind? A whole team for you because you're well hung.
A crane. one of those flatbed lorries. No, the, so yeah, they were like, do you mind if some people come in and observe? So I was like, in my head.
What? You're getting your cock checked. And they were like, to them,
so I was like, in my head, I was like, yeah,
mate, you're basically a porn star. You're like a C-class adult star.
I've effectively, I starred in an adult movie that's not been recorded.
So I'd love to read the reports on some of the junior doctors. We assessed this young boy.
Micropenis.
This is the first micropenis I've ever seen.
Well, that's what happened. Honestly, they were all sat there and they started discussing what's going on and everything else that, and it was like, it was cold in there and it was getting more and more, it was like shrinking in towards my body.
Just get it done.
Yeah, no, because it was done, but they were like, so you have to pin.
You didn't put your pants back up?
No, because they said just wait there, right? Because I thought there was new tests coming. I thought that was just,
yeah,
I
didn't know that, yeah, was it. You were just, like, your cigar afterwards.
Yeah. Any more for any more?
Who's next?
So, no, but
with the reddest helmet you've ever got.
Honestly, it's like they're showing razor blades down there.
Fuck it. She, like, I looked at her, right, and it was like there, and I thought, oh, and then she went bang, she like slammed on. I think she did it because she was getting me back, man.
I was like pumping, like, I used to work for Dino Rod at one point, and we used to use the same technique, like, literally just, well, you know, the rods. So there was like, yeah, but they used the same rod, by the way, for the size of the.
Yeah, of course they would.
So, no, but anyway, they started like chatting and discussing, and I'm just laid there, and you know, when your penis has been through a severe injury.
Mm, like a stab.
It recoils, right? Mm. And then it's cold. And then I've got the pressure of everyone watching. So literally by the end
Did you find it hard to perform?
No, I was all right. It was okay. But one of them just glanced across as they were talking. I saw a little glance.
Just
and,
laugh.
And I thought she was ready to do it. No, she's not worse than that. She got, do you know those like blue towels, like paper towels that you get at school?
Mm.
Like they had some of them and they were just on the side and she looked across and then she went and just covered it with a blue paper towel. And I was like,
what, one of the really small
ones? One of the really narrow ones. Just long ways. But no, she just like got a paper towel. You know, the roll of the stuff that
you get. Yeah, but they didn't need a roll for you. They just need one little sheet.
They just need the little thing. No, but they got it. And then she just like put it over and just carried on the conversation as if to be like,
put that away, mate. Yeah. Mate, that's disgusting.
Yeah, I can see some of this is affecting you in a bad way, so I'm just going to cover that over, warm it up a bit, if anything. Give me a little blanket, a duvet.
A little blanket.
Yeah, a little one.
You're just, Christ. Oh, mate.
That was
eventful.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, though, right? Like you say, look at that male porn stars, right?
Mm.
They got, do you reckon you could perform?
No, I was watching a Louis Theroux documentary and they were saying the hardest thing is to perform. Anyone can, like, anyone can have sex, but having sex on camera is a different thing and being able to get it up on a regular.
Is that episode 3 for us?
I think that might be it.
Our next episode.
Next filmed episode.
Here we go.
We can get it up first.
But yeah, no, mate, hell no, I couldn't do it.
No, I don't. And I think it'd ruin it for me because I like the fact that I very rarely get sex because it's exciting.
Mm.
If I get it all the time.
Imagine it all the time.
Yeah, what a chore it'd become.
The guys are like, oh, work today has just been so stressful. Oh, fuck off, mate.
Yeah.
You're doing a ninesome.
Yeah, I know. Oh, God. That's the fifth bukkake of the week with the boys.
You'd be the guy in the middle.
Yeah, the Mars bar.
Soggy Matt. mate. Well, yeah. So should we go into a bit more depth about this little challenge we're doing?
Right, okay.
So basically, Matt's come up with a brilliant idea.
Yeah.
It's called the Lad's Dad's Chili Challenge. We want to test how tough we are, don't we?
We want to test how tough our tongue is. Well, what we really want to do, yeah, what we want to do, I think, is test our dad jokes. And there's,
well, that's it.
There's a bit of punishment, and it comes if they're terrible.
Because, like, you know, me and you, we like to, when we go out and see people, obviously we don't get to do that much now because of the pandemic, but we like to tell a few jokes. We like to get morale high.
Yeah.
Unlike your penis in the doctor's room. But yeah, so we've got a couple of dad jokes. But we're going to do it as like, I'll tell a dad joke.
Mm.
And if you laugh, you've got to spin the wheel for the chili challenge. Whatever it lands on.
Yeah.
That's what chili you've got to do.
And vice versa.
No.
But I think what we're doing there, we're getting a bit away with it a bit easy there. I don't think it is about laughing. I think any sign of a smile of any sort.
Any sort of movement. Should we, every time you tell a joke, you should stare directly into the camera and...
I'm going to stare directly at you, if I'm honest.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Brilliant. Okay.
Just to make it more difficult. And the camera doesn't lie. It'll tell us.
If you reckon the camera adds £10?
Definitely.
Because I've smashed a Burger King on the way down here.
Yeah.
And I think I might be too full for the chilies.
Oh, right, of course. Yeah.
So if you want to take this one by the bollocks, pardon the pun.
Well, it would be such a shame to have made that beautiful... Shall I
grab it?
Yeah, I think you should. But are we going to do the chili challenge now?
I think we should. I think we could, couldn't we?
Yeah, if you think you can continue with the rest of the episode.
Yeah, because as soon as that's done, we're going to have to go get some milk, mate.
Well, I'm going to put some two cups of milk out here.
Just a cup? Oh, yeah, how generous, mate.
I'm going to go with a beer. Shall I tell you why I'm going to go with a beer?
What's that?
Because I'm lactose intolerant, but I'm not lactose intolerant. I'm just not a cow, right? This is the thing. People go, oh, I think I'm lactose intolerant. No, mate, you're just not meant to drink out of a cow's udder, and your body's telling you you're not supposed to.
And what's he doing on the farm drinking out of a cow's udder?
Why are you sucking on a cow's tit, right? That's what your body's telling you. When you feel ill from doing it, it's because you're not supposed to stick your gob around a cow's tit.
No.
People go, oh, I think I'm just a little bit intolerant to this milk.
Stop sucking off cows,
and you'll be able to, like, drink it.
You'll be able to live your life.
Yeah, you just drink your mother's milk as a baby, and then stop.
However, it ends your early teens, you know?
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
As someone did.
Bitty. Right, but then, stop, right? Yeah. Just stop, because you're not supposed to drink milk past that point. That's your body turning around and going, you don't need it no more.
No.
Right? So just stop. What's a good
alternative? So you're saying beer instead of milk?
Yeah.
So cereal, beer and your cereal.
Beer and your cereals.
Beer everywhere. Beer at you.
if I do have to have milk, I do go with a bit Nesquik of almond with milk a bit, nowadays. I
Nesquik
do
like, with a bit of beer in it.
Nesquik beer. Water. You know, just water. We've got loads of water about.
There's loads of water about.
Actually real good for you. Like, doesn't make you feel like your body's turning around going, stop sucking off that cow. It's just there for you. Your body's made of it. Right.
Well, as I am, I'm not drinking, so I've got to drive, and I'm not really drinking, so I'll have a milk.
I've got us whole milk, because that apparently attaches to the chili stuff and gets it off better because of the fats in it.
Mm. Fantastic.
Right.
Right, let's go get it.
This is all over the switchboard. Oh, my God!
The mood has changed.
Only a lot.
It's the chili challenge.
Not look forward to this. What are you drinking, Matt?
Well, as I've just previously mentioned, I'm lactose intolerant. I'm not lactose intolerant. I'm just intolerant to
sucking cows off
cows. Mm. It's just not meant for me. That's
not your life, is it?
That's not me.
Well,
I've gone with a beer.
Yeah, because you're male. No. And I'm on the organic whole milk, because I still do suck off cows most weekends. Farmers fucking hate me.
Yeah.
Name of the game is dad jokes. Anyone pulls a facial expression after a dad joke is revealed, then you go to the board of death.
Yeah.
The chilies we've got are Carolina Reaper, which is just, no one wants that.
The world's hottest chili.
The world's hottest chili, yeah.
2 million Scovilles. Just to give you a bit of context.
That's 2 million Philip Schofields.
That's 2 million Philip Schofields. Or, well, there's only 5,000 Philip Schofields in a jalapeno. So.
And we've also got red chilies. We've got Scotch bonnets. I don't know how many.
Very spicy.
Very spicy. And we got some hot Skittles as well.
They're the wheat ones. They're like the wheat.
Can't wait to get them.
Yeah.
So we've also got a couple of cards here. Which what came first? Because if you run out of dad jokes, we could always revert back to that. So
yeah.
Like I said, if that gets the answer, if you get the answer wrong on that, you're to the board.
Yes.
Shall we start?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. When you're ready, Matthew.
You want me to go first?
No, I'll start.
Okay.
I accidentally swallowed some string last night. Shit you not.
How many tickles does it take to tickle an octopus? Tentacles.
Went to the doctor's yesterday because I had a lettuce stuck up my ass. All he did was apply a dressing. Keep me eye on you.
Okay. What's Whitney Houston's favourite type of coordination? Hand eye.
Nearly. I've been told that crocodiles can grow up to 15 feet, which surprised me because I've only seen them with 4.
Okay.
I can smell the chilli. Can you smell it?
Mm-hmm. Okay. What do you call a can opener that doesn't work? A can't opener.
You got to do better. The police came around my house last night telling me my dogs have been chasing people on bikes.
Yeah.
Which it can't be my dogs, they don't even ride bikes.
My wife always says to me, I can't believe you never buy my flowers. Didn't even know she sold flowers.
My wife asked me, can I make her breakfast in bed?
Mm.
I said, sorry, love, I'll have to go to the kitchen.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I saw a telly for sale in the paper the other day, and it said only £1, and the volume control stuck. I thought, I can't turn that down. Is that a twitch? Is that a twitch for your mouth?
No.
Okay.
Swallow him.
It's a laugh! It's a laugh! Right, spin!
Oh,
spin!
For fuck's sake. Oh, mate! Oh, right, okay.
Okay. Oh my god!
No, it's not in the middle yet.
Got it. I mean, you gotta go closest.
Do you want to go closest?
Okay.
Oh my god!
Just a bite. Just take a little bite. Just a bite.
What? Which one is it? That one of these?
Got a choice of any of those three there? Yeah. This is the second spiciest chili. Just a,
you're having me
just
on
a
it.
Just a bite.
Cool. It smells a bit strong.
Yeah. Well done. Good for you. Good for you.
Instantly, I can feel it. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
Oh, my word. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
You should laugh at somebody's...
Oh, my God.
That's really spicy, isn't it? That's really spicy.
See, I've bitten the chilies.
You've done really well there, mate, actually. Well done, I'm really proud of you.
Oh, my head's going hot.
Right.
I'm moving over to these, because otherwise I don't think you'll laugh.
No, okay, let's move over to them. Right. Does it tell you what came first? Yeah. Okay, right. I'm
going to shuffle, because I might. Yeah. You might read these.
Yeah. Oh,
is that
it was sealed
but
box.
Can we also... Can we also say thanks to your daughter for making this board?
Yeah,
because you didn't have nothing to do with that, did you?
We didn't make that; our children did.
Mate, my mouth's on fire.
Yeah, you've done well there, mate. Yeah, right.
Sock on a cow's udder, straight up.
Yeah.
What came first? Oh God. Hong Kong phooey or pot noodles?
Hong Kong phooey. Dean. Right, okay. What came first? Emails or floppy disks? Look at panic on his face. Emails or floppy disks?
Emails.
Floppy disks.
Oh my God!
Don't worry.
What do you mean, don't worry?
I might end up getting the Carolina Reaper.
Yeah, but you might not.
If this lands the Carolina Reaper. It's a Scotch bonnet again for Ben Wilson. Right.
Oh.
Balls on you, mate. Balls on you. So just blow off the spiciness. Oh, it really took a bit there as well. Well done. Well done. Well done. Well done. Yeah. Oh, I'm not laughing. I'm sorry, mate. I'm sorry. That's are you all right?
My throat's on fire.
Oh, it will be. Yeah. You've done well there, mate. Round of applause, Ben. Right. Well, then, throw me one. I feel bad now. I want to take it. Take it on the chin.
Christina Aguilera or Britney Spears? That was easy.
Christina Aguilera.
You!
Oh, dear. I saw you trying to look. Just
Yeah.
What came first, the harmonica or the revolver?
The revolver.
Harmonica?
Mate, this game, this is absolute bullshit.
Right. Go on, give it a spin. Oh, Ben, who hates chilies.
Oh, it's close to the Skittles. I'll spin it again.
Go on. Hot peppers. Now, they're not bad. They're second on the weakest. Second weakest. They're hot peppers.
These? Oh. Yeah,
that's what you're getting your takeaway. They're the worst. They're the easiest, actually. You've done well, then. Do you need a hand there, babes?
My hands are sweating. Can you open that, please?
Yeah.
Please, cheers, Dad.
Fuck me. I've just poured it all over myself. Right, there you go.
My hands are sweating.
That was on tight, and now I'm absolutely grafted in pickle water. Yeah, honestly, they're a piece of them, mate. If anything, they're a pepper.
They're a delicacy.
Yeah. Right, that'll get rid of your spiciness, that.
Still got a bit of a kick to them.
Yeah.
Maybe that's just the Scotch bonnet still with me, because I took two bites of my Scotch bonnet.
Mate, just think, I might have to have the Carolina Reaper here. Right, you ready to give me one?
Mate, honestly, my mouth's on fire.
I know, you've done really well, honestly.
Thanks.
It's all right. It's all right.
I'm just topping up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God, my mouth. Well, you'll know this.
Don't know.
Oh, God.
Sometimes.
What came first, the kilt or the bagpipes?
Oh, that is hard. I'll go bagpipes.
Oh, you're a prick, mate.
Yes! Right, what are we going with here? Japanese yen or US dollar?
I'm going to go with the Japanese yen.
I actually hope you get it. It's the US dollar.
Mate, this is absolutely...
Oh, there we are. Go on then. Oh, God.
No, do it again.
It has to land on Carolina Reaper if it is.
Oh.
Red chilies.
Honestly, this is such a game.
Oh, you've gone real big on that bedside. They're real spicy, even though they say they're not. I reckon they're spicier than the others. How's that feeling for you? Give it a second.
I'm still...
Right.
Mate, I've gone all clammy.
I know. Honestly, I can see me getting a Carolina Reaper for this.
You deserve it.
Go on.
Oh, my God. In the mouth.
Honestly, I find these really hard, so just give me...
Yeah, because you're doing really at the moment.
Just give me a...
What came first, Monsters, Inc. or Shrek?
Shrek.
Oh, my God.
Remember I asked him. No, yeah, really. Right. Who came first, Notorious B.I.G. or Tupac?
Tupac Shakur.
Yes.
Get in, boys! Yes. Yeah, because I'm winning at the moment.
Uh-oh, no, but that puts the pressure on me, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Came first. The... Oh, the chia butter or the bagel?
The bagel?
Bagel.
Oh, or... bagel. Right. Sorry. Yeah.
Sorry. It's my tongue swelling.
I'll go with bagel.
Yeah. Of course you got it right. Of course.
It's a Jewish thing. Right. Ready?
Yeah, boy, am I.
What came first? Highlighters or Sharpies?
Oh, highlighters.
Yes.
Get in, right.
You're getting good at these. The pressure's
getting first, up. Nike or Michael Jordan? Don't think, just say.
Nike.
Ha ha ha! I reckon you knew that and you're like, oh, I want to be in Mate, sorry, my mouth is on fire. I don't mind spinning it for you. Yes! Oh, no! Yes!
No!
And that has landed on the Carolina Reaper.
Right.
Oh, God. Wait. Oh, my God, mate. What are you? Are you sure you want to do this?
I'm going to break a bit off.
Take a little nibble of it to get it on your lips, and that'll fuck. Mate, just take a little bit.
Oh, God, that's so spicy.
Already?
Mate, it's so spicy.
Mate, I've got the hiccups and my... Are you all right? Matt has just done a mouthful of the carrot. Oh, my God, look how much you've done. Oh, my God.
Every swallow.
Is it that bad? Well, I reckon two Scotch bonnets and a red chilli count up to that, you know. What's a Scotch bonnet on Scoville? Oh, my God, my mouth.
I don't know. I'll have to flash it up here. We'll flash it up here.
Just there.
Yeah. Oh. Right. Oh, it's on fire.
Do you want to do one more quick one?
I think we do two more. I think we should try and get rid of the ones that was not done yet.
It's not up to us.
I know, right.
Except for that lovely board your daughter made.
Yeah. Okay.
Are you feeling I'm still burning.
Yeah, they're spicy. They're real spicy.
Would you have that in your cereal? With your fucking beer in it?
It's still in my mouth.
Peter Pan or the Wright Brothers First Flight?
Wright Brothers
First Flight. Can you get on the board, please, mate? Because that's Peter. God. Yes.
Right, okay. My tongue's gone numb. Hot pepper.
No, that's not right. Do that again. I'll hold my hand in the middle. Go on, spin it. No, it's not. It's in the middle.
Skittles. Right.
I have as many. A handful of them.
Yeah.
Right, I'm ready.
These are hot Skittles, by the way, not just normal Skittles.
You've just done a Carolina Reaper. Mate, you're sweating.
Yeah, I feel really... Right, getting coming. Right.
Right, breast implant. Oh, it's you, isn't it? Sorry, mate.
That's right. Which came first? Kinder eggs or cream eggs?
Cream eggs.
Yeah, you got that.
So I'm a fat boy.
Go on, then.
Breast implants or Playboy?
Playboy.
Yeah, you got the shock, you know that.
Water slides or roller coasters?
Roller coasters.
Yeah.
Bubble gum or bubble wrap?
Bubble gum.
Yeah.
Electric hearing aids or electric car horns?
Electric car horns.
Electric hearing aids, I'm afraid.
Oh, my God. Right, you're going to have to put your finger on there while I spin it. Let me do it. I've already had hot pepper. I've already had none of that. Oh, for f***!
You've already had scotch bonnet.
Yeah, no. Yeah, you're right, yeah.
There's only one left that
we're waiting for. Are you telling me to try that?
I think you should try it. Just take a bite.
And just see how you get on.
Right, because you've bit it, I'm going to rip a bit off.
No, look, there's another one there that I've not bit.
Thanks.
It's all right.
Oh, my God, it's...
They're potent, but if you've done the Scotch bonnet, I think you can handle that, if I'm honest. That's not far off.
Right. R.I.P.
Pouring out some liquor for my mate. Listen, just not loads. Jesus Christ. That's a really spicy That's a really spicy pepper. That's a spicy amoeba ball.
Oh, that piss is all over the Scotch bonnet. Oh, my God! Mate! I'd like to thank everyone for listening. And, yeah, that was the Lads to Dance Hot Chili Chat.
Thanks for listening, everyone. I hope you enjoyed this episode.
Yeah, I'll see you in about 6 weeks when I recover.
Bye.
Take care, bye.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.